I want you to turn to the book of Luke, chapter number 8. Luke, chapter number 8. Brother Tom, I appreciate the message tonight. Glad there's also sustaining and strengthening power in His name. Verse number 41, if you're willing and able, would you stand at the reading of God's Word? And behold, there came a man by the name of Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody has touched me. For I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." You can be seated. Brother Rule Fox, would you lead us to prayer?
Father, we thank you for the privilege to be here. Thank you for the Word of God. And I pray that you anoint Steve to give him freedom. God, open our hearts to receive him.
Yes.
Give us that touch tonight. I thank you for the touch of the Master's hand. God, may we draw nigh to you.
Oh, Lord, yes.
May the servant of the Lord by your name. We'll praise you.
Bless you.
In Christ's name.
Amen. Last evening we looked in the Gospel of John, chapter 11, where Jesus said at the grave of Lazarus, "Lazarus, come forth." Jesus spoke three words and conquered death. Jesus spake three words and triumphed over the grave. Tonight, I am interested in verse number 45. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Just three simple words. But my, what garments they made in this woman with an issue of blood. Tonight, these are three words of challenge. I am glad that Jesus can say little and accomplish much. Amen. You and I may say much and accomplish very little. But when Jesus spake these three words, he challenged this lady to make an acknowledgement, to come forth and bear testimony to what had been accomplished in her life. Aren't you glad for every time that the preaching of the word or the reading of the word has challenged your life? It has motivated you. It has driven you to accomplish some form of worship, to accomplish some mode of service. Thank God for the challenge of God's word. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" You see, if Jesus had not said, "Who touched me?" she would have been satisfied with losing herself among the crowd. She would have silently made her way home. She would have secretly stealed away. And she would have never experienced verse 47. And she would have never heard verse number 48. But I'm glad the Savior said, "Who touched me?" Thank God for times when we've hung around the house of God, when we thought things were all done. But I'm glad Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And at that call, she responded and made her acknowledgement. I believe it is in order tonight. I believe it is pleasing to our Heavenly Father. I believe it is honoring to our Savior. Every once in a while, we ought to make an acknowledgement. We ought to stand our feet and brag on what Jesus has done in our life. I believe it's in order to magnify Him and to honor Him, to tell Him all the truth and describe what He's done in our lives. Who touched me? Just three simple little words. Tonight I want to look at this woman's acknowledgement. There are three things I want to just emphasize, and I'll soon be done. You'll find, first of all, this woman's acknowledgement has something to say about hiding from the Lord. It has something to say about hiding from the Lord. Verse number 47 says, "And when the woman saw that she was not hid," hallelujah, nobody knew who had touched the Lord. Nobody knew who had interfered with the congregation moving toward Jairus' house. Peter chides the Lord for even asking the question. But I'm glad the Lord knew somebody had touched him, because virtue could not go out of our Savior without him willing it so, without him declaring it so. Tonight, this woman realized, though she may be hid from everybody else, the eyes of the Lord had seen her, and the Holy Ghost had pointed her out. Isn't it amazing how you can be in a service and nobody knows about your life, but then the Word of God shines its light on your life, and all of a sudden you're the only one that's there. You're the only one being preached to. I say hallelujah tonight. Aren't you glad Jesus says, "Who touched me?" It says something about hiding from the Lord. You see, we can't hide our sins from the Lord. Why, Joseph's brothers thought they could hide their sin against Joseph from Jacob and from the Lord. But I'm here to tell you, 20 years passed by, and Jacob said, "I hear there's corn down in Egypt." And when they heard the name Egypt, they began to look at one another, perplexed and disturbed. And all of a sudden, God had brought to mind their wicked deed and the evilness of their way. You may hide it from the preacher. You may hide it from mama, and you may hide it from daddy. You may be able to tell the tales and get by, but I'm here to tell you, there's a God in heaven that has an all-seeing eye. He knows about our sins tonight. He knows what's in your refrigerator. He knows your conversation down on the job place. He knows where you go in the late hours. You don't hide yourself from him. He knows about us. You can't hide your senses from the Lord. I'm talking about, you know, there are those in the Baptist church, they'll look down their nose at somebody that's out here trying to hide their sins, trying to cover them up, being in places they ought not to be in. But then them same folks, they want to harbor hate in their heart. They want to hold grudges in their life. And they can't speak to their brother on the other side of the church because they feel like they've been wronged. And there's an unforgiven spirit on the inside, and they're singing in the choir, "Oh, how I love Jesus." But I'm here to tell you, the same God that you can't hide your sins from is the same God that knows our down sittings, our uprisings. He knows my thoughts from afar. He understands my feelings tonight. He knows when I don't have the right attitudes. He knows when there's hate and there's malice. You can't hide it from the Lord. This woman found out she could not hide herself from the Lord because he said, "Who touched me?" Oh, tonight, but I'm glad you can't hide your situations from the Lord either. The psalmist said in Psalm 11, verse 4, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. I'm glad his eyes behold. The word behold there means that God looks intently. God doesn't just scan through the pages of our life looking at the capital letters and the main ideas. No, the word behold means he looks intently. He looks minutely at our life. It says his eyelids try the children of men. Have you ever picked up your Bible or a book and done this? That's called squinting. Now, some of you don't have that blessing, but I do. If I didn't have these glasses, I couldn't read probably a verse in this Bible, but I'd try to squint my way through, and I'd bring it up real close to my eyes. You say, preacher, you're saying the Lord, his eyes are out of focus. No, that's not the thrust of what the psalmist is trying to say. He has 20/20 vision. In fact, he has x-ray vision. He can see beyond the flesh and the veneer and sees what's in our hearts tonight. But what I'm saying is he brings our life up close to him. We're not far away. He's not a God who's waiting out yonder, but I'm glad he's a God that is nigh. He looks at our life closely. He knows where we walk. He knows the enemies we face. He knows the trouble you've walked through today. He knows how you've been treated and mishandled by the cares of life. Aren't you glad we got a God we can't hide from? This woman found out she could not hide from the Lord. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And this woman makes an acknowledgement. It says something about hiding from the Lord. But then secondly, it says something about honoring the Lord. She is not emphasizing what she has done, even though she relates the story and says that she presses through the crowd and she touches the border of his garment. And she said, "I did it for the reason that I had heard about him. And I'd been to every physician that I knew that I could go to. I spent all that I had, but I came in my desperation to the Savior. And when I touched the border of his garment, the issue of my blood dried up immediately." Her focus turned from herself, and it turned toward the Savior. What she had to say magnified the Lord. What she said brought attention to Jesus. Tonight, the church is not interested in your hospital report. The church is not interested in what you have done and how many you have visited. But the church is interested in what Christ has done in your life. The Lord is interested in you telling him what he's done for you. I believe it's good and in order to go back in your mind and remember how he touched you, how he dealt with your heart, how he drew you to himself. Do you remember that first time the sweet Holy Ghost threw his arms around you and you saw yourself a sinner? I say hallelujah tonight. He ought to be honored. He ought to be magnified. Amen. She comes to Jesus. She is described as a woman with an issue of blood. But before she leaves from the presence of Jesus, I'm glad she's no longer a woman. But in verse 48, he said unto her, daughter, daughter. Hallelujah. Oh, that's family talk. That's family terms. Lord, I remember when I wasn't part of the family. I remember when I was an outcast. I remember when I was an orphan, a child of wrath, by nature as others. But God, but God, but God, who is rich in mercy, wherewith his great love, he hath loved us. I say hallelujah tonight. I'm glad I'm just in the family. Who touched me? 3 words of challenge. She honors the Lord by making an acknowledgement as to what Jesus has done in her life. I believe it helped you to magnify him, to make him the focal point of all that you say and do. I'm not interested in hearing people say, I love the church and I'm going to serve the Lord. I've done this and I've done that. I like to hear people call out his name. I've got a man in my church who's a drunk, and I've emphasized using those names to describe who the Lord is. And every time he testifies, he just don't say Jesus, he'll say Christ Jesus, or he'll say Christ Jesus my Lord, save me by his grace. I believe the Lord's pleased with that kind of doings as far as I'm concerned. And tonight, our testimony, our witness, our acknowledgement ought to magnify the Lord. There's a third thing. Not only does her acknowledgement say something about hiding from the Lord and honoring the Lord, but it has something to say about being heartened by the Lord or helped by the Lord. See, it helped this woman to tell publicly what Jesus had done for her. Jesus did not ask, "Who touched me?" for information's sake. He already knew who had touched him. Jesus don't ask questions to find out anything. He already knows. And let me tell you, young folks, if I'd have realized that in my early days when mom and daddy asked me certain things, if I'd have answered right, I'd have probably spared myself a lot of judgment. Because when they ask you something, about 95% of the time, they already know the answer. He already knew the answer. He already knew who had touched him. I say hallelujah tonight. Aren't you glad he knows who's touching him? Oh, we need some folks to get near the Savior. Reach out. Touch the border of his garment. But she gets some help for her life. Now remember, what if she would have went home? What if she would have slipped through the crowd? What if Jesus had never said, "Who touched me?" She would have never heard what he said in verse number 48. But he says to her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." Just one simple verse. But hallelujah, what a verse to live on the rest of your life. Hey, I'm here to tell you, if you'll go to talking to the Lord and telling Him what He means to you, He's just liable to go to talking back to you like He did this dear sister. What's wrong is we're not hearing Him say much because we hadn't been doing no bragging. We hadn't made no acknowledgement of what He's done in our life. But I guarantee you, you get to the house of God and you stand with a touch of God on your life and begin to brag on His grace. He'll go to talking back to you. He'll go to helping you out of that blessed word. You'll go to get more out of the preaching on Sunday morning. She gets help. You see, Jesus helps her by telling her the cause of her cure. The verse says, read it with me. Daughter, thy touch hath made thee whole. No. Daughter, thy feeling hath made thee whole. No. Thy faith hath made thee whole. You say, well, preacher, that's our part. Well, I understand that in one sense. I want to tell you, we really didn't have any part, to be honest with you. You say, well, preacher, we had to repent and we had to believe. I understand that. But we would have never repented had not the Holy Ghost and the Word of God convicted us. We'd have went on our merry way to hell thinking we were all right. But aren't you glad some man of God stood and preached the truth and said we're all sinners and we're all in need of a Savior. I'm glad He told us about one who died in our stead and rose again on the third day. I say hallelujah. What a Savior tonight. And the Bible said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I'd have never known a faith in my life had it not been by the Word of God. He gave me the faith to believe and trust and commit myself to His care. I say glory tonight. It's not by goodness. It's not by merit. It's not by works. It is by grace. Through faith, ye are saved. I say hallelujah tonight. I propose if anybody can be saved by their good works and by their merits and by being honest and paying their debts, being moral and upright, then why did Jesus have to die to begin with? If I could save myself, but He died, and thereby I am not able to save myself. I must trust in His merit. I must put my trust in His ability. I'm glad, hallelujah, tonight. What a Savior! It's by faith. He tells her the cause of her cure. Then He talks about the completeness of her cure. He said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Now, I don't know what the Greek word there is, but do you know what that means in the Greek? I can tell you. It means whole. That's exactly what it means. I mean, He completely took care of her need. She didn't bleed another drop. She did not ooze another amount of blood. It completely dried up. He took care of it all. I'm glad the night the Lord saved me, He forgave me all of my sins. Hallelujah. All of my past sins, all of my present sins, all of my future sins. You say, preacher, how could the Lord forgive you of your future sins? Well, I say tonight, when He died on the cross, all of my sins were future, and He died for them all. The songwriter says, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross. I bear them no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is well with my soul.
Amen.
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 Thank God.
Who touched me? She learned the completeness of her cure. But thirdly, she learns the constancy of her cure. He said, go in peace. The tense of that little sentence means go continuously in peace. You don't have to worry about the blood issue anymore. Just walk in peace. Walk in assurance that it's taken care of. Hallelujah. Did you know if that dear sister had somehow gotten away that day, I really like to put myself in the place of some of these Bible characters. And I have tried to imagine what she must have experienced when she immediately touched the border of His garment. And that blood dried up. And the Bible said she knew immediately that she had been made whole or been healed of her plague. And I could see her skipping to the house. Hallelujah. When she got away from the crowd. Now remember, Jesus has not said, who touched me? She has not heard what Jesus has said in verse number 48 about going in peace. Boy, I can see her making her way back home. And I guarantee you it didn't take her as long to get home as it was to get there. I can guarantee you that. She had found new energy. She had found new strength. I mean, she is a whistling going down the road. She couldn't wait to get back to her house. She really didn't know what to do. She goes in the door and she sits down. She can't sit down. She goes into the kitchen. She goes into the living room. She tries to lay down. She can't lay down. She's contemplating what's been done. She hadn't had strength like this in 12 long years. She cleans house all day long. Her house hadn't been clean like that in years. She washes every fork, every spoon, every knife. She scrubs every nook and cranny. I mean, she stays up late that night, goes to bed, wakes up the next day. She's still spry on her feet. She don't know what to do. She's feeling so good on the inside. She's been made whole all that day. She's wanting to experience that feeling in her life. And finally, she lays down again at night. But when she wakes up the next morning, she don't feel as spry as she did the 2 days before. She don't have the strength that she had had. And you know what she would have thought? It's back. It's come back. Oh, no, it can't be. It can't be. Not after how I feel. Not after the strength and the energy that I have. There's no way I... Oh, Lord. It can't. It's come back. That's exactly what she would have experienced had Jesus not said, "Who touched me?" But when Jesus spake those three words, she realized she had to make an acknowledgement, and she hung around to hear what the Lord had to say. And He was saying to her, go continuously in peace, being assured that it'll never, never, never come back again. Hallelujah tonight. I'm glad when He saved me for time and eternity. That condemnation will never rest on my life again. That shadow of God's judgment and guilt will never hover over my soul again. He took care of it all. I'm a going in peace. I've got assurance. I've got confidence. I've got trust. I've got certainty in my heart. I say glory to His name tonight.
Bless His name. Thank God.
Amen.
I really want to talk to this sister when we get to heaven. I really do. I got a few questions I want to ask her. You know what I want to ask her? I want to know how she died. I don't really know. I mean, she might have died of old age. The Bible doesn't say. She might have took sick with pneumonia and stopped breathing. I don't know. The Bible doesn't say. And she might have got run over by a camel. I don't know. She might have been murdered by somebody. The Bible doesn't say. But I can tell you one thing, she never did die of. She never did die of an issue of blood. No. The Lord took care of it all. I say glory to God tonight. Aren't you glad the work that He does is forever? Oh, bless His name. Want to magnify Him. Want to honor Him. Want to tell Him what He's done. Want to brag on Him tonight. It'd help a lot of good Baptists just to bow in humbleness and humility and tell Him all the truth again. Replay in your heart and mind that Sunday morning when you wasn't interested in going to church, hadn't thought about going to church, but some unbeknown reason God put in your heart to go to church, and you made your way there years late, but the Holy Ghost got a hold of your heart, and you come walking down an aisle, gave your heart to the Lord. It's good to tell Him about it. If you're going to brag it on Him, He's going to go to talking back to you. He'll go to giving you assurance. He'll go to giving you help. He'll put certainty where there's doubt. Would you stand tonight? How about Brother Terry, your family coming around singing something for us? I say glory to God. Who touched me? Who touched me tonight? Maybe the Lord has challenged your life. Maybe the Lord has called you. It's been a long time.